As we had mentioned, crossing over live to Makkatul Mukarramah, the vicinity of Makkatul Mukarramah, Aziziyah, and thereafter, inshallah, in a few hours, the residents, most of them of Aziziyah, going on to Mina. And joining us this evening is Brother Yusuf Bamji. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Yusuf.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you, Mulana?
Alhamdulillah, doing well, and jazakumullah khairan for joining us. Are you currently in Aziziyah, Brother Yusuf?
Ji, alhamdulillah, we're in Aziziyah. We're in Aziziyah at the moment.
Yusuf Bhai, tell us about your Hajj journey thus far. You know that in the last few years, many people who had thought of going for Hajj could not do so, or it was not possible for them to do so then this year with the reduced quotas. But what was your journey like? How was your journey so far? And, you know, what was your feeling like when that accreditation came that you are going to be accepted and you are going to board that flight this year?
Alhamdulillah, Mulana. I've been before, but a very long time ago. And my wife and I, we got accredited in 2020. Alhamdulillah, when we got accredited, we paid, our bags were packed, and then we were disheartened because we couldn't come. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. So we were hopeful that, you know, inshallah, the next year. So it was a long 2-year wait. Kept on making dua. And, you know, my wife was more excited than me. And this year, when the numbers came out, when the list came out, we want no list. But we want the ready-to-go list. So at the last moment, so we had everything still ready from 2020. And when the last list came out and then we were going on to the credit list, you know what? We just turned to Amal, made a lot of dua, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted. Very, very excited to be here with my wife. Alhamdulillah, it's such a blessing to be in the Holy Lands again. It's just beautiful, and the spirits are very high. Alhamdulillah.
Yusuf Bhai, I'm sure every day, every moment, every hour is a highlight for you. The fact that you were there from the time of your arrival, and inshallah in the days to come, all of them will be highlights on their own. But thus far, are there any events, any incidences, any people who you met that sort of like stand out for you, that this is a standout memory that I've got for this year's Hajj?
You know, just from the onset, I'm blessed to be spending this Hajj with my wife. You know, going through what I've been through and going through with her, alhamdulillah, Medina has always had a very special place in her heart. The one thing that was a standout, and I think more on the ladies' side, but on the men's side as well, with the system that they're using now to go to the Rauda, you don't have to run anymore to go to the Rauda, to make salam. You know, it's with the app to go through, but that's something, you know what, that is very peaceful and it's well organized, so you can go in peace and go and sit down and make a turakat salah, make dua, go and make salam without having to push and shove. That is something that is really stand out for me, alhamdulillah.
Yusuf Bhai, we are a few hours away before Mina is going to start for you guys out there in Aziziyah and for all the Hujjaj. People who have not, you know, gone before, who are anticipating this journey, inshallah, in the years to come, they also ask the question that the last 1 or 2 days before Hajj starts, what does the Haji do by way of preparation? Is it a spiritual preparation? I'm sure that's there, no doubt, on top of the list. But even from a physical preparation, what has been advised? What would you be engaging in the next 1 or 2 days?
Okay, alhamdulillah. You know, on the spiritual side of it, alhamdulillah, the groups have got their spiritual leaders. The ulama have been giving us programs to lift up our spirits and encourage us as a muzakira, as a reminder, why we are here, what has happened here, what is the purpose of Hajj and the Qurbani that took place. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. The obstacles are there, but you look at the place that you're in and you realize where you've come and you're fulfilling a fard. And alhamdulillah, from there onwards, then you realize also we are bang in the middle of summer. It's very, very hot. at the moment now at night, it's very cold that side. It's 37 degrees now at the moment. During the day, it's going to 42, 43. And I think just to be hydrated all the time, to make sure that you can manage a bit of walking also. If you're not even doing a walking Hajj, just to go from the camp to the Jamarat and go back, it's 3.5 kilometers, if I'm not mistaken, 3.5 kilometers. So you will do a little bit of walking. So, you know, just to get yourself well rested before you go, not to tire yourself out, because these are the most important days. This is like coming to the finishing line, and you don't want to be tired and injured before you come to the finishing line.
You know, Brother Yusuf, when it comes to staying in Azizia, right? I mean, you know, prior to Azizia, you were likely in Makkatul Mukarrama. You were close by to the Haram Sharif. You could sit from one salah to another salah, then go back to the hotel room, freshen up and come back, which most people, alhamdulillah, you know, do. You had your level of privacy there. But one of the major tests, or I would say a social test, for many people who go for Hajj is the stay in a confined environment in Azizia. And, you know, alhamdulillah, you make very good friends there, but it is something new for many people. They're not used to being in such a closed space wherein your activities are limited. You can go to the Haram at night, but, you know, during the course of the day, you are just surrounded by your friends or the fellow people doing Hajj with you, and you've got your bathroom and you've got your small room. And even if you are in a private type of setting, you are still in a much more confined space compared to where you came from. How, alhamdulillah, if you had to give somebody advice, you know, who's entering that Azizia period in the years to come, what advice would you give them to cope in those last few days, the last week or 10 days before the actual Hajj starts?
Alhamdulillah, your expectations should not be that high coming from the five-star hotels coming here. But alhamdulillah, the accommodation is good. In the beginning, you know what, you're a bit overwhelmed. You know what, to say that you're coming to some, to a place there where you're coming from a five-star breakfast, for example, to a breakfast that is not so five-star. But alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it easy. The shops are close by. There's a lot of people, the people on your floor. There's people at the bottom. And actually in Azizia, where in Mecca and Medina, you don't get to meet a lot of people. You get to meet them here and there, but because everyone is confined to their room, and that in Azizia, everyone comes here. So maybe you've missed a person that was on a 3-week package or a 2-week package. Now everyone is here together. Then you meet everyone in the group that you're with. So you get to meet different people here, and it becomes a lot more busier. So to say, you make your friends here and the people that you are going on the Hajj journey with.
Brother Yusuf Bamji, Jazakallah Khairan for joining us, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept your Hajj, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also you, the wife, and those who have traveled with you. And inshallah, looking forward to one day talking about your experience when you get back.
Inshallah, Ameen. Make dua for us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts and makes it easy for us, inshallah.
Ameen, Ameen. That was Brother Yusuf Bamji joining us all the way from Azizia.